Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're celebrating our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show this week. And we're just a little extra obnoxious this week because of that. We're celebrating that milestone as well as the 15th anniversary of our newsletter, our electronic e-zine. That we send out every Sunday afternoon. We haven't missed an edition since the third week of November 1999. And I do this, folks. I put a little extra emphasis on this so that you will and encourage you to celebrate your milestones because your customers like it when they see you be successful for another year. Gary Moore knows all about that. Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101 and one of my favorite books in my library, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. He's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
Also, Look Up America. That's the brand new book, isn't it?
No, it's the most recent one.
Most recent. You got a new one coming out, I know, but this is Look Up America. It's all about the financial insights of the politics going on in America these days. Gary, one of the things I want you to do today is to share some of your wisdom with us about capitalism. Folks, we're going to talk about capitalism today, where it's come from, where it was, what it's become today. When I think of capitalism, Gary, I think of an economic system that allows people to trade with each other, to do business with each other. There is a profit motive, and as long as everybody is allowed to make a profit, and there's ethics and fair play, and there's the contract ability that we have here in America, the ownership ability we have here in America, the liberty to do all of that, and laws to prevent fraud and those kinds of things, that as long as we can do business together, up and down from the big guys to the little guys, and we do it in the economy, that's the capitalism that I grew up in love with. What do you think, Gary?
Well, that's the general understanding, Jim, but let's make it even simpler than that. A capitalist is just a person who believes he can make money on money. And we take that for granted, Jim, but mm-hmm. Aristotle, Plato, the ancients, the Jewish prophets and so on,
right.
They actually thought money was what, I think it was Aristotle used the term sterile. He says money can't reproduce. It's not
right.
Like a tree with fruit and so on.
Right.
So for hundreds and hundreds of years, Jim, all the way up to about probably the 13th, 14th century in Italy, it was considered immoral to earn money on money.
Mm-hmm.
But a capitalist today, you're small business.
In fact, in Islam, they don't charge interest on loans.
That's correct. That remains. And what changed that, Jim, was what we call the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther and John Calvin literally said, the Bible, when it talked about lending and earning interest, it was mm-hmm. always talking about lending money to the poor, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a person's poor, you lend him money and then charge interest, he's even worse off. But what Calvin and Luther understood is that money was increasingly being lent to business people. If I lend you money to start a farm, Jim, and you're successful, mm-hmm. and you pay me some of the produce, then we're both better off. And
mm-hmm.
that's what Luther and Calvin understood. So they legitimated it. And that enabled capitalism to develop in the West because it allowed Christians in particular to go out and put money in banks.
Right.
Banks then lent money to people with good ideas and no money. And everything prospered from there, and I think that was a very wise thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is even good ideas can be taken to extremes. And today, we have people, particularly on Wall Street, as we've spoken about recently, who just see money as doing nothing but making more money.
Let me stop you for quick for just a second. All the scenario you talked about earlier, even though the money is, you know, the money doesn't create anything, the leveraging of that money, the employment of that money, adds value to the economy and to lives. So what you're talking about, the modern Wall Street stuff, a lot of what's happening up there is not adding value, is it?
That's exactly right. All they're doing is just trading it around, and that's the difference, Jim, in speculation and investing. People ask me all the time, is it moral to invest in the stock market? Well, it might be and it might not. Depends whether you're actually investing in a business and seeing it that way, or you just see it as a blue chip in a casino.
Right.
And you're in and out, and that's speculation.
And over the
time,
and that lack of adding value, folks, has created the scenarios that we've got right now and are a problem for a lot of people. We're going to talk about this some more with Gary Moore after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.